Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
October the 3rd, God's restoration for his people.
All this week, Derek urges us to heed the words from Psalm 122. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Today he reminds us of the role that Jerusalem is going to have. The call to pray for Jerusalem is directed at everyone who accepts the Bible as God's authoritative word. God requires all of his people, from every nation and every background, to be concerned about the peace of one particular city, Jerusalem. There's a practical reason for this. God's purpose for this age will climax in the establishment of his kingdom. Each time we pray the familiar words, "Thy kingdom come," we're aligning ourselves with this purpose. We must remember, however, that the prayer continues, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." It's on earth that God's kingdom is to be established. His kingdom is invisible as yet to human eyes, but it's not vague or amorphous. It will ultimately have a tangible earthly realization. The capital and center of God's kingdom on earth will be the city of Jerusalem. The administration of righteous government will go forth from Jerusalem to all nations on earth. In response, the gifts and worship of these nations will flow back to Jerusalem. Thus, the peace and prosperity of all nations depend on that of Jerusalem. Until Jerusalem enters into her peace, no nation on earth can know true, lasting peace. To all who heed God's call to love Jerusalem and pray for her peace, God gives a special, precious promise. They shall prosper. The word translated prosper goes beyond the material realm. It denotes a deep inner well-being, a freedom from care and anxiety. As we align ourselves with God's plan by praying for Jerusalem, we experience a foretaste of his peace. A sense of inner rest and peace comes to those who, in the midst of all the turmoil of this world, associate themselves actively with God's plan to restore his people. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blessing you promise to those who love Israel. An inner peace comes to me as I pray for God's purposes of restoration for his people. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.